We all know the high schools around Marion County, Knoxville, Pella, Pella Christian, Pleasantville, and Twin Cedars in Melcher Dallas. And of course, in Warren County, Indianola, Norwalk, Carlisle, Southeast Warren, and Martinsdale, St. Mary's. And let's not forget PCM in Jasper County. Tonight, for our Football Friday Night feature, we look at the lineage of our local schools and the rivalries of days gone by. Let's begin with Melcher Dallas in southern Marion County. Not only did the two towns used to be separate, but the schools, the Melcher Warriors and the Dallas Rams, were bitter rivals. Actually, they flat hated each other. Melcher Dallas graduate Dennis Nelson, class of 1964, who grew up on the Dallas side, tells us the relationship between the schools and towns was contentious at best.
It was like the Berlin Wall down Border Street. There just wasn't much exchange. Everybody had their own schools and fire departments, churches, and everything else, and just didn't go much. They used to play each other in basketball and baseball, but they discontinued that early 50s, probably. They had so many fights and trouble, they just stopped playing each other.
However, when Melcher and Dallas came together to form what is now Melcher-Dallas High School due to a new law in Iowa, Nelson said the hate went away.
Well, they passed a state law about that time, about 1958, and that's when all the small consolidated schools had to merge, you know, to form schools like Southeast Warren, Melcher-Dallas, Twin Cedars, all those that had multiple towns. It was just passed, and they voted on where they wanted to go, whether to go to split up and go to Knoxville, Pleasantville, Southeast Warren, or go together. They voted to go together, and once we walked into school, there was nothing mentioned of it ever again. It was perfectly fine.
Nelson adds the Saints mascot came from the cheerleaders when they announced it at a school assembly. So, go fight, win, Saints. While Melcher Dallas has two schools in its lineage, Twin Cedars also has had an interesting past. Twin Cedars is made up of the Attica Spartans, Tracy Bobcats, and the Bussy Yellow Jackets. Twin Cedars Building Associate and Athletic Secretary Bradley Hammond says the Sabre school colors were the result of the marching band and director at the time, Larry Kahn.
Our first band director, him and the superintendent had gotten or found a school that was getting new uniforms, and they were blue and gold. So they found them for cheap, so new school wanted to save some money, and they kind of rallied the kids behind those colors so that way they had a built-in uniform supply already.
And how did it become Twin Cedars? Well, Hammond says it's definitely not because of the two trees outside the current high school.
Just under a mile away from the school, we have Cedar Creek, and right here by the highway, it's just the Cedar Creek. But you go down a ways, it does split into Cedar Creek and North Creek. So we have Twin Cedars that way.
Hammond adds a Sabres nickname was chosen by the students in 1961, the first year of what is now Twin Cedars. Hammond is not sure about the sports rivalries. He says Attica, Tracy, and Bussy did all play each other at some point. Another school in Marion County with a history is Pleasantville. While Pleasantville itself has a long history, two schools were absorbed into the Pleasantville district, Beach and Swan. Judy Watkins, who is a 1959 Pleasantville graduate, says while Swan had athletics as a high school, when the high school portion was absorbed by Pleasantville, everyone from Swan became a Pleasantville Trojan.
Everybody from Swan participated in the athletics for Pleasantville. A lot of the athletic success included a lot of Swan players. Our classes were small. My class of I graduated in 1959. There were eight of us that went from Swan to Pleasantville. It was accepted all the time I was going to school that when you went to high school, you were going to Pleasantville.
While many of our schools have an interesting origin from their ancestral beginnings, one local school has quite possibly the most interesting, albeit semi-tragic, reason for consolidation. The Prairie City Plainsmen and the Monroe Wildcats were always arch rivals, being 7 miles apart, and former PCM athletic director Brian Hazelton remembers some of the battles his Monroe football teams had with Prairie City.
It was fun. It was, they had a Hall of Fame, I think he's in Hall of Fame, coach Greg McCullough at the time, and he always had a good product to put on the field. we beat him a couple of times. He beat us a couple of times, and I think that's the extent of our length of playing before the consolidation.
However, on January 27th, 1986, things changed forever as Monroe School caught fire. Hazleton remembers the aftermath and how the entire town came together, and even Prairie City, their rivals, offering to help.
K through 8 all was in our elementary building, and that was extremely packed. And to finish that year, that's where I was. And the 9 through 12 went into the classrooms that were available, went into some hallways, went into the auditorium for classrooms. I even think there may have been a church or two involved in some classrooms during the day. So it was a packed situation. It wasn't good for anybody, but it was an awfully good gesture on Prairie City's part to allow us to continue to have some sort of a fine education for our students.
4 years later, Prairie City and Monroe schools came together to form as what we know as PCM. Hazleton says at first, neither town wanted to form one school, but eventually everyone warmed up to the idea.
All the way through this thing, there was a hard set from both towns that they just didn't want to get together. Eventually, that went into the low minorities.
Hazleton adds a committee came up with the school colors, cardinal and gold, and the mascot, which is the Mustangs. The schools in Marion County we have not yet addressed are Pella, Pella Christian, and Knoxville. While Pella and PC likely absorbed parts of Otley and Lytton, I have not been able to come up with a record of Lytton or Otley schools existing. Knoxville, meanwhile, absorbed the Harvey Miners, who ironically were colored black and gold. Moving on to our Warren County schools, Sandyville was absorbed by Indianola, Hartford went with Carlisle in 1962, Martinsdale and St. Mary's came together in 1960, while Norwalk took on Spring Hill and Cumming, and Southeast Warren has three ancestors in the Lacona Golden Eagles, Milo Mustangs, and the Liberty Center Wildcats. So as we cheer tonight for our favorite school, just remember, many schools that no longer exist paved the way. For Football Friday Night and this look at schools of yesteryear, I'm Derek Cardwell.